Good morning. Sorry if I woke up anybody up there. Welcome to Presbyterian Church of the Covenant, where we are worshiping Jesus Christ, we're living out God's love, and we're transforming community by the Holy Spirit. I hope you're well. I know I'm feeling pretty good. I'm still having, you know, like one of those, it's one of those days I got to pour a little gas in the carburetor and get this thing going. You know, like I'm having a trouble kind of opening my eyes. We have annual congregational meeting next week, so make sure you show up for that. It's be brief but amazing meeting right after the service, and then we'll go from that to celebrating Nora and celebrating Philip. Philip, you're the man. I like you a lot. And I'm glad you're not passing away, and I'm glad that you're still going to be in my life. I'm pretty sure that's true. There's a correction I need to put in this order of worship. We're still working out the kinks. Katie, my new assistant, I was out of town beginning of the week, and then she got sick later in the week. So there's some wires crossed. We'll do call to worship. We'll do the hymn of praise, How Great Thou Art. We will do a minute for mission. Carlina, you'll be right then. Okay? And then we'll pray our prayer of confession. He'll lead us in that. She'll assure us that we're forgiven. We'll sing Gloria Patri, and everything else in the service, I believe, is correct. Mike is back. Round of applause, please. I've missed that man. Let's stand up and greet each other in the name of Christ and make sure everybody feels welcome. Would you stand with me if you are able as I call us to worship? Good morning, Mary. Happy birthday, princess.
Thank you. That was a good one.
Excellent. Our lectionary psalm this morning. Would you please stand if you are able as I call us to worship? And our psalm for this morning from the lectionary text is Psalm 36, and I'll be reading verses 5 through 7 out of the King James Version. Thy mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens, and thy faithfulness reacheth unto the clouds. Thy righteousness is like the great mountains, thy judgments are a great deep. O Lord, thou preservest man and beast. How excellent is thy loving kindness, O God. Therefore the children of men put their trust under the shadow of thy wings. Let's sing of the greatness of God.
I see you. Good morning. So today's moment for mission is actually about two things, two really wonderful things that we accomplished as a church last year. One was our National Collection Week for Operation Christmas Child, and the other one was our toy distribution to children from Sonora Elementary School. So to start, I'd like to have Philip show a video. This video is a woman. She is what we call a full circle speaker in Operation Christmas Child. She received a shoebox as a child and now speaks on behalf of Operation Christmas Child. So her name is Annalise. She's originally from the Philippines. She now lives in Alaska with her family. And she was in Southern California last fall visiting different churches and schools and speaking. And she was also doing personalized videos for churches, and she made us a personalized video. So it's a little hard to hear her sometimes. I think there's a fountain in the background, so just keep your ears open. So we'll watch the video.
Greetings, Presbyterian Church of the Covenant. What a wonderful and a blessed day today. My name is Annalyn Elliott. I am one child out of 220 million children in the world who receive an Operation Christmas Child since 1993. I want to share a story with you about the huge impact of a simple shoebox had on my life. I was born and raised in the Philippines, growing up in a poor family of five children, living in a tiny bamboo house with only one light bulb, no running water, no stove, but we use wood for cooking. Sometimes we went to bed on an empty stomach and eat bread in the morning before going to school. Every first day of school, my mom would bought enough school supplies for us and was shared between me and my other sibling. Growing up as a child, I did not receive gifts on Christmas Day or even on my own birthday. One day when I was 10 years old, my pastor invited me to a very special event where I received my first ever gift, the shoebox gift. I remember when my teacher handed out the shoebox.
Anyway, the point of her story is that you can see she was living in a poor community or situation. And the point of her story was that the simple shoebox that she received, shoeboxes that we've packed and processed, really it changed her life, eternally changed her life. And not just her, it was her whole family. So that was sort of the point of her story. So I just wanted to share that video with you. I think we have some other photos. Okay, these are photos. We're just going to scroll. These were taken during National Collection Week last November, which was the third week in November. This was in room 5, and this was when we were collecting shoeboxes for 8 days and putting them into cartons and then transporting them up to Huntington Beach. So there's a, I don't think they're Boy Scouts. Oh, there's Rob. That's Dwayne's truck all loaded up, one of the many trips he made. And there's Kathy Byrne. She's not here, but she was my co-pilot that week, my right-hand person. There we are praying over shoeboxes. Prayer is such a huge component of that week. Again, more prayers. All the shoeboxes. There's all the cartons. Oh, we're going to stop there because that's a different part of our moment for mission. Anyway, I just I want to give you some numbers. So this year as a church, we collect, I mean, not just, I'm saying as a collection location as a church, we collect, 2024, we collected 2,235 shoeboxes. So that was that was two more than 2023 where we did 2,233. So that included not only the shoeboxes that we packed as a church, but shoeboxes from other churches, individuals, schools that just came through our doors that week, and we collected and put them into cartons and prayed over them. And so that was a really good number. This was our ninth year of doing it, because we started in 2016. I thought it was 8 years, but it was 2016 we started. We had a total of, including myself, 29 volunteers that week. If you volunteered that week, can you stand up? If you're not too embarrassed. So there's just some of our volunteers that volunteered that week. And our 29 volunteers worked a combined total of 146 hours. We packed 143 cartons of shoeboxes. Each shoebox holds approximately 15 to 16 shoeboxes. And Dwayne Tobert transported all those cartons for us. All those cartons. His truck holds 22 cartons, so he made seven trips up to Huntington, something like that. We had some of our iLead students, the school that's here on our campus, we had some of them volunteering. We had some Girl Scouts stop by. They helped out, and they did a packing party. They packed some shoeboxes for us. So it was a really successful week. Really, it's really a blessing to do it. We are part of the South Orange County team. I know we're kind of north of that, but we are part of the South Orange County team, which is us plus 9 other churches. And as a team during National Collection Week, 24,137 shoeboxes were collected in 8 days. And that's our highest number since 2018. So it was a good year. There are 4,700 collection centers nationwide every year. And in the U.S., there are over 200,000 short-term volunteers that work that week. So we're part of something really special. The goal for Operation Christmas Child was 12 million shoeboxes last year. We don't have the numbers yet, but we're thinking we're going to hit that goal. So that's an amazing number. I think it's probably the highest. And I also want to mention, if you did volunteer that week, we have our short-term volunteer appreciation event, which is going to be here on February the 8th. So it's not just our church, it's all of the other 9 churches and their volunteers. We're going to get together and just celebrate, you know, each other in a really successful year. Okay, so the next thing I wanted to share was that we, if I can get my paper here. So you'll see, this is a photo. These bags are all filled with toys. So on December 21st, we did a toy distribution. It was out of the choir room. And we distributed toys to over 200 students from the Sonora Elementary School. Yeah. And the toys were provided by the Costa Mesa Fire Department, their Spark of Love toy drive, and also the Mora family. They gave us a lot of nice blankets and different things, too. So we had a really, it was a good morning. We've got, it was Kathy Byrne, Nora Anderson, myself, Jane Bates, and Marsha Millar. We came in earlier, not that day, but earlier that week. We organized all the toys. We had to pack them into different bags based on the families. So some families had, you know, a couple boys, some had girls. So we organized all the toys so they were ready to go. So we can go to the next photo. There's a lady. There's another lady coming to pick up toys. And there we go. And I think that's it. So it was a really good day. We're really, we've done this for several years now, and it really worked out well having the families come to us to pick up as opposed to driving and distributing. So hopefully we'll be able to continue that tradition again. And again, very thankful to Costa Mesa Fire Department and to the Mora family. So, okay, thank you.
Carlina, thank you so much. We are blessed to have you as a part of our congregation and everyone who volunteers so faithfully. Will you pray with me our prayer of confession? Eternal God, we are not perfect. We confess to you this morning that we are in need of forgiveness. Please cleanse us from all of our offenses. Deliver us from our pride and from our vain desires, so that we can have humble hearts that can draw near to you. We confess our faults. We need your grace, Lord. Help us to find you. We need your strength, and we need your forgiveness through Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Rest assured, the Lord is abundant in his grace and his love for each of us. We are his sons and daughters. You are forgiven in Christ. Amen.
Said this, you can summarize the law and the prophets this way: love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Another way of saying you can summarize the law and the prophets is simply this: it all comes down to this. Love God, love your neighbor as yourself. We've created so much separation by trying to be right. And it's just that simple. Stop trying to be right. 2, 3, 4.
Serve you. I will.
Amen, amen, and amen. Just waking up. I don't know if you were here in the beginning, but I said I needed to pour some gas in the carburetor, and I'm waking up. So, okay, and the sun's coming out. I like this. Sorry, I think the air conditioning's on. I'm not sure, but it could be the truth. Is it getting warmer?
No.
I don't think so either. Huddle together. I don't know if we can make it. I know we can make it in the narthex. I know the heater's out there is working, but I don't know what to do. Hey, we're in a series. Enjoy this new day, and as 2025 is here, we're in it. This is our third week. We started with a reminder out of Hebrews. The author of Hebrews reminded us this is not a sprint. This is a marathon. Keep our eyes focused on Jesus and endure. And remembering that the suffering is transformed by God, like only God can, into character, into things that last. And then we looked at Jeremiah's lament last week, Lamentations. And in the midst of the struggles, Jeremiah says, there's a truth out there, and I'm clinging to that truth. God's mercies are new every morning. Every day, new mercies show up. Amen?
Amen.
Today, we're looking at Ephesians, and my title. Yeah, hold on. Go back to the title. Shine on, you crazy diamonds. Anybody know what that's a reference to?
Pink Floyd.
Ian gets the Mazda Miata. Somebody else buy him a Mazda Miata because I don't have any money. But One of the reasons I stuck around and kept dating Malia is Malia's dad is a huge Pink Floyd fan, as well as myself. That's just on the side. But shine on, you crazy diamonds. And we're looking at Paul's letter to the church in Ephesus. And a couple things you need to know as we look, right before we look at our text. One is, Paul wrote this, he was in prison when he wrote it. And he's written letters to Philippians, the church of Philippi, the church in Colossae. And Philippians is kind of his love letter. Colossians is kind of his scolding letter. This is his letter of big vision. This is his letter of, he must know this church in a special way because he challenges them. And I want to read from you from the introduction of the first chapter of Ephesians, just the end of it. It's not going to be up there, but this is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 22. And he's introduced himself. He's let them know that he's praying for them. And he ends like this. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is the body, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. The Greek word there is panta, and it's bigger than the English word. All. And it's cumulative as you start saying it. All, all, all. It's like a locomotive train, and it becomes deeper and bigger and wider. And he's casting this vision for this church of Ephesus and that passing that off onto us this morning. Remember that the touchdown, remember that the end game, remember that we are a part of something ginormous, huge. This vision of God bringing everything. David Crowder sings in one of his praise songs, every blade of grass will sing. Every blade of grass will sing. Everything will sing praises to God in Jesus Christ. And notice, we're a part of that. Paul says, Christ is the head of that, but we're the body. We're to be a part of calling all things to God. If that doesn't wake you up and that doesn't put some pep in your step, I don't know what's going on. You got to deal with some stuff. But we're a part of that. Let's read the day's scripture, yeah? Okay. This is Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to start in verse 8. And just know that he's been talking about the dark places that each of us have come from. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It is shameful even to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes light. This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. This is the word of the Lord. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, powerful Spirit, thy word is a light unto our feet. Illuminate our path this morning. Through my words, through your words, through me, more importantly. May my words be forgotten. May your words change us from the inside out and encourage us. Bring us hope when we have despair. Mend us where we need healing. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray this. And all God's people said, welcome to this new day. Enjoy this new day. Got it? Once you were in darkness. No. Once you were darkness. sit in that for a second. We take on our environment. We were darkness. He's talking to the church in Ephesus, and he's talking to us this morning. In those dark places, you were darkness. But we're not there now, are we? What are we now? We are light. We are children of light. This is one of those concepts, it's hard for me to grasp. I'm just being honest with you. Because some days I don't feel like a child of light. Some days I don't feel like I'm light. But this is one of the great pieces of Scripture. One of the great aspects of this holy word. It's regardless of feelings. This is how it is. If you are in Christ, you are light. If Jesus is the Lord of your life, you are light. If you've handed your sin in and he's handed you his righteousness, the great exchange, as Martin Luther calls it, you are light. You are children of light. Anybody watch the Rocky movies? You have a favorite? Rocky One's pretty good. Like, the main point of Rocky One is it's all about Adrian. It's all about the woman that you love and that loves you that can get you through life. I think that's the main point of the first one. The second one is victory comes slow. And it's kind of not my favorite. That's my least favorite, probably. Third one, hands down the best. I don't care anybody's opinion. That's the best one. Well, I kind of care. I want to hear your opinions, but they're wrong. Yeah. Mr. T's the best bad guy, right? And there's the most character development. Mickey dies. And Rocky's adversary in the first and the second one becomes his coach. And the main point of that one is Apollo Creed is the messenger of that movie. I think there's a couple main points. There's one of them is Rocky's a warrior, whether he wants to be or not. There are some people that sit and watch life go by. That's not you, Rocky. Remember, Apollo Creed says, you're a warrior, man. What do you do when there's no war? You just equip yourself and make yourself ready. And then I think the crux of the film is when Rocky's feeling defeated, Rocky's feeling like laying down. He says, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll try tomorrow. And Apollo Creed gets in his face and he says, there is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. This is Paul the Apostle getting in each of our faces. You are children of light. You are children of light. You are light. Live like it. Live as children of light. How do we do that, Paul? Goodness. Whatever is good, whatever is noble, focus on that. May goodness be your task tomorrow morning. Wake up, I'm going to be good. Put everything on your to-do list, down one. I'm going to be good. I'm going to be righteous. I'm going to be truthful. I'm going to stand upon truth and proclaim truth. You are light. This is what you're about. Like Danny said, it's not rocket science. Look to your right, look to your left. Love that. Look up. Love that. That's it. That's what Jesus says. You know, that's the summary of the law. Paul is saying something very similar. You are light. Be goodness. Be righteous. Be truthful. Christmas Eve, who was here? We sang it twice. What did we sing twice? This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Period. Paul is saying, no, hide it under a bushel. No, somebody started to do the, was that you, Michael? Busted. You go to the back, please. No, I'm just kidding. I love you, Michael. Thank you. You are light. You are children of light. And then what's he say after this? Have nothing to do with the darkness. Have nothing to do with the darkness. In fact, don't even bring it up. Don't gossip about it. Don't give it power. That's what he says right there. Don't even talk about what's happening in the dark. You are children of light. What's he say after that? He says, think about what pleases God. Anybody had a friend ever in their life? I'm just batting low. Anybody have a girlfriend? Anybody have a boyfriend? Anybody have somebody in their life where they had the thought, hey, I want to do something special for that person? When Malia and I were dating, I don't know what happened to this guy. Because that guy, he thought all about that woman right there. I remember waking up at like 2 a.m. and biking over to her house and leaving a note on her car and poems and stuff. What happened to that guy? I don't know. Let's pray for me. But let's get in that mindset. Think about God that way. That's what Paul is saying. What would please God with my Monday? What would please God with the rest of this Sunday? What would it look like if I tried to put a smile on God's face today? Made God, because he's made me feel really special. What about me trying to make God feel really special? Paul's saying that. You're children of light. You get the light from God. Send it the other way. Somebody said something, and I think it was wise. Raise your hands more. My hands are warm. I love that. I want to come hold whoever said that's hands because my hands are freezing. Who in here is about to go into hypothermia? Okay. I'll make this brief. I'll keep it going, but I'll make it brief. Then there's something that I learned. I love that. I'm 50. I'm still learning stuff. I was studying scripture and I was studying commentaries about this text, and I've never really caught on to verse 13. Because verse 13, I get the beginning part. There's darkness out there. Our job as followers of Jesus is to flip on the light. Notice things are going to scurry, but we're there to bring truth. And that's the conviction side, right? But that's not Paul's main point. In verse 13, keep reading. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. So you show everybody what's going on. And everything that is illuminated becomes light. Do you follow? Let's say I'm a child of light, like this scripture is saying. I'm a child of light, right? I come in and I turn the light on, it exposes things. But then as I reach and touch Linda, my light becomes her specific light. By exposing the light in her life, she becomes a light. Right? We walk in and say, Edson, light, light, it passes, right? How are you, my man? I'm Jason. Awesome to meet you. Light. And it goes, right? John Stott taught me that as I was studying for this scripture. It's always the people from England, Susan. Always the people from England. They're thinking on a different level. They're these wise men and women too. So as we are children of light and we spread our light, the light actually continues. Paul's about these big visions. And then what happens? What are those quotes? Does anybody have a study Bible that say why it's an indentation? Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. It's a song. Paul's in his prison cell. He's writing this stuff. And it's escalating. And he starts thinking about Mike, thousands of years from now, spreading light into corners of Costa Mesa that Paul will never see. And then he starts singing an Easter. It's one of the earliest Christian Easter hymns that we know of. Wake up, O sleeper. I don't know what the tune is. Rise from the dead. It could be a hardcore song. Wake up, O sleeper. Anyway, it's probably not that. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. Wake up, O sleeper. Rise from the dead and Christ will shine on you. Probably nothing like that, but it's something. And it's probably beautiful inside a prison cell. And here's this man between four walls, probably chained to a wall, singing about freedom, singing about Christ making him a light that makes more light. How do we apply this? I'm going to do something a little different. Since I think I'm not alone in my struggles of realizing that I'm a child of light, I want everyone to maybe close your eyes. And I'll try and remember to tell you to open them again. Close your eyes. As you exhale, remember you were once darkness. And try and breathe out as much as you can. Now breathe in the truth. You are a child of light. Hold it. Let it out. You were once darkness. Breathe in the life that God has for you. Breathe out. You were once darkness. Breathe in God's goodness. Breathe out, you were once darkness. Breathe in the righteousness of God that comes through Christ and faith in Christ alone. Breathe out, you were once in darkness. You can open your eyes. This little light of mine, join me. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Heavenly Father, precious Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, breathe in your goodness. Fill us with your goodness, O Lord. Fill us and remind us that we are your children of light. As we go throughout today, as we go out throughout this week, as we go throughout this month, as we go throughout this year, as we enjoy each and every day that you give us these new mercies, help us to live out the truth. Help us to spread your light by being the light. Help us to put a smile on your face. And all God's children said, would you please stand with me if you are able? We're going to sing Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. I'd like to thank you for teaching me that hymn. A while ago, Steve Atkins and the Atkins family asked favorite hymns, and a bunch of y'all said that one. And I never really sang that one. That's lyrically extremely powerful. So thanks for teaching me that hymn. As we continue in worship, we join in the adventure in another aspect by giving our tithes, our gifts, and our offerings. And right now, we receive our tithes, gifts, and offerings. Thank you. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to pray with our eyes open. Often I pray with my eyes open. I don't know if that's you, but I'll sit down and I'll try. Are you telling me to speak up? She went like this. There's sign language she throws. She does like signals. Am I doing anything? Whatever. Need to comb my hair or anything? Anything with my teeth? Okay. She's beautiful. She's beautiful. And we're starting from a place of praise. And I just want to recognize think about all those shoeboxes going through all throughout the globe, blessing those kids, blessing those families, and changing the directory of life. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you for that. We praise you for using little old us in huge ways. Anything else we should praise God about? Just kind of shout it out to me. Maybe raise your hand and then. Praising God right now for bringing in the moisture, bringing in the cool airs, equipping and keeping those firefighters safe. And then we'll move it straight into requests, because I think that continue to, Jane.
Praise that Goody Amy's sister, that she is breathing stronger every day. It's a miracle.
Isn't it a miracle? And she's probably coming home this week. Like, praising God for actually the fortitude and the strength of Amy, standing up to nurses and doctors and saying, not on my watch. That's my sister. She can take a lot more than you think. That's amazing, God. I just thank you. But notice that there's the ebb and flow. There's the praise and there's a prayer in there. Continue to push. Continue to heal all the firefighters. Continue to be with my brother and his family as they're displaced. Their house wasn't burned, but they're just living in a hotel indefinitely. And it's just, I got a nephew that's going crazy with, and he's making the whole hotel probably angry because he brought his electric guitar and his amp. And I just pray for those people, because he's good, but that's annoying. I just pray also for all the people that lost their houses. They're saying that this is the most expensive natural disaster that's ever hit this country, ever. And think about all the jobs, all those common, you know, middle class folk that are, they lost their place of employment. I pray for them. We plead on behalf of them. Lord, come and save. Come and heal. We lift up also Lisa in huge ways. I hope you feel our presence. Everybody visit Lisa a lot. Call her. Well, don't overwhelm her. But let the church rise to meet this woman. And she misses her husband terribly. Right? Praise God for that. The testify. This is like early church. Praise God for each and every one of us reaching out to a sister that just needs extra love, needs extra care, needs extra attention, needs extra eyes saying, I see you. We also lift up from afar, you know, Gary and Monica. Gary and Monica, as they lost their uncle, Jim Clark. I pray that you would, you're a God that's all over this globe. Time is nothing to you. Space is nothing to you. Meet Gary and Monica right now. We pray that in Jesus Christ's name. I just got word as I was standing up here, Margot Dale's dad had a heart attack.
Stroke.
He had a stroke. He's in Hogue right now. He's 96. Lord, be with, what do you know his name?
Joe, be with Joe. Draw near to Joe. If he doesn't know you, introduce yourself. Through the doctors, through the nurses, through the medical care workers. We praise God for Mary and her birthday. We also praise God for Jane Bates.
My dad, he still coughs a lot. He's 98.
Yeah. Her dad is 98. He still coughs a lot. We're praying for her dad to mend and heal his lungs. Lloyd.
Two things. One, you missed the latest sign. It's the sacrifice sign. Like a bunt.
Oh,
Secondly, that love can often come in very small gestures, even holding the door.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a word that kind of weaves into the sermon this morning, right? You don't have to be a flashlight that booming, you know, light up the sky light. This little light of mine is aptly written. Just open that door for your brother or sister. Little things. I praise God for those little things, and help us to have our eyes and our ears open to know that where you're at work, that we might join you, Lord. And we pray all this. Oh, Tim, you want to say something more?
God is calling his children from the east and the west and the north and the south. And we're a part of that.
Amen. We're a part of it. You just want to remind us we're a part of the church, capital C. There's people to the east, there's people to the west, there's people to the north, there's people to the south, and they're all God's children, and they're all part of that first verse that I read. Jim?
I pray that's coming home today from rehab. Goes well, and she doesn't have to go back right away.
Okay. Pat's coming home today from rehab, and praying for a smooth transition, that she doesn't have to go back soon. But may it be so. With everybody kind of just stand with just where you're seated, go like this. We got all these doors knocking, all these hands knocking at your door, Lord. May it be so. Give Jim some time with his wife. May it be a season of healing. May it be a season of love, grace, and mercy. And we pray all this, and we pray the prayer together. One voice, many, many keys. One voice, the prayer you taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Would you please stand with me and sing our closing hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty.
Thank you.
You were once darkness. Now you are children of light. Live. Live as children of light. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and all God's people said, Amen.